This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Well, I was summoned from Montgomery. I had my guitar on my back. When a stranger stopped beside me in an antique Cadillac.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Down in the front seat, you turned on the radio, and them sad old songs coming out of them speakers was solid country gold.
All right, Vox Day, you made a lot of powerful points today, and I think we should really have you on for an hour or so just to get into what you think is the real history of the world and where we're going, because the establishment, you're right, has given up on the system they built and the giant swindles they created. Because I'm all for capitalism and free market. As you know, I don't know what you call this system, crony capitalism, breakaway civilization, multi-tiered frauds. But they believe what Ponzi operators always believed. They were invincible. And now they figured out, oh, my God, all the pension funds aren't going to be good. The houses aren't going to be good. We're going to get blamed. Rear guard action, race war, have everybody kill each other over what color they are. That's not going to work, at least long term. So what do they do when they think they're going to be in Kauai and like Zuckerberg is? And I know the natives, they're literally sharpening blades for when the collapse comes. Everyone actually knows what's happening. They're all watching the bunkers being built, from Tasmania to the Cook Islands to everywhere. The globalists, is there any way for them to extricate themselves from this?
I don't think so. I think the die is cast. I think that, you know, the smartest thing that they could do is come clean and repent and do everything they can to try to salvage the situation or at least mitigate the damage. If you look at the Roman emperors regularly died at the hands of their own Praetorian Guard. And I just don't see how people think that they're going to be able to rape and plunder and enrich themselves at the expense of literally the entire world and think that no one's going to notice, you know?
And they think robots and technocracy will replace humans. They never do.
No, it's not possible. It's not viable. And, you know, but before people get, you know, before people think that, I'm being depressing here or anything.
No, you're only telling them the elite's current perspectives and what they believe the most probable weather forecast is.
Yeah, and the thing is, humanity will survive. Lots and lots of people will survive. And perhaps good things will come out of it. There's actually a very serious argument to be made that the Black Death is what led to the Renaissance. European Renaissance. And so we don't know what's going to come out of this. All we can do is speak the truth, trust God, pray, and keep your eyes open.
Strap ourselves in.
And that's a good idea too. it's not a bad idea to be prepared both materially.
Well, we're
going to
come back
mentally.
Another segment. We'll have time to get into this, but at a gut level, instinctive, selfish person level, I'm looking. Where's the most remote area with an armored redoubt behind a hill where nobody looks, where I can dig in and have plenty of food, solar panels, and weapons? I mean, at a gut level, when I'm a selfish person, for 2-3 years, my body is like, evacuate, 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 evacuate.
Well, I think that, if I was in the States, I would probably be happy to go somewhere like the Dakotas or Montana, places where that there's just not that many people interested in living in the first place. People have asked me for a long time, why do you like living in Italy? And I've always said, I prefer my societies pre-collapsed. And, Italians have dealt with, they're used to dealing with a government collapsing every year. So this is not something that is particularly problematic.
And if you think the South had carpetbaggers, Italy has had real carpetbaggers. Vox, stay there. Back in 60 seconds, we're going to let you get into that. Vox Day, Smart Cookie, is our guest. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. the globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, that's undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So, Vox Day is a author, researcher, comic book publisher. We sell his books and great comic books, Alt Hero, InfoWarsStore.com. Joel is coming up. A lot of big special guests this week. A lot of big stuff coming up next week. I'm going to leave it at that. You'll definitely want to be tuning into the broadcast. I mean, we got a big guest Friday in studio. But I don't talk about a fish till they're in the boat. Or until they're actually filleted back at the coast and in the fryer. But just look for that. Vox, getting back into your gestalt about history, the elite going into a scorched earth retrenchment policy, that you want to scorch earth so we're all fighting with each other so they can run off and hide in their redoubts. I think it's important to expose what's happening with that paradigm, and that people should hope for the best, prepare for the worst. And I see Trump trying to valiantly pump up a bubble to try to stop the last collapse. But as you say, the Federal Reserve and the globalists, even though they say they fear the collapse of the bubble, they still want to kill nationalism and populism, so they've been trying to pop Trump's bubble as a way to get nationalism under control. So it's like a snake eating itself.
Yeah, and it's not working. You know, we were talking about Italy, and you were talking about the problems that we've had over here, but that's why the Italians already have a full-blown nationalist government. You know, right now there's the alliance between the Movimento Cinque Stelle and La Liga, but La Liga, who are the true nationalists, you know, they are so popular now that they would be elected as a majority if there's an election held today. And you know, they're way, way to the right of
Let me ask you this then. Is that the silver lining that nationalists and right-wingers and populists and Christians everywhere from Brazil to Italy are winning? Is there some way out of this if we got enough patriots elected to try to have some new space-based initiative or secret technology release to create a whole new renaissance of technology that got us out of the bubble?
No, but what it will do is it will significantly reduce the magnitude of the problem. It will significantly reduce, you know, it'll be civil unrest rather than civil war. It'll, you know, you'll have people moving, you'll have large scale repatriations and so forth, but they can be peaceful rather than, you know, turning into some sort of Balkans writ large.
Well, I've been interrupting a lot because you bring up great points. What else do you see coming up? What about Trump and his refusal to really go after censorship?
I'm disappointed in that, but my opinion is that he probably has too many things on his plate, and that the censorship of people like you and me and a lot of others is just not a concern for him, because the things that he's dealing with are much more urgent problems. That's my impression. I could be wrong. Maybe he just doesn't care. But
no, I agree. That's the spin, but he doesn't get this is who took him over the finish line. I mean, basic communication.
No, I, I think he understands that. I think he's going to win regardless, and I think he knows he's going to win regardless. I think that, you know, I think he is desperately trying to keep his hand in the dike. And it's possible that, you know, people like you and I who are telling people the truth about what's going on are possibly even making that job harder. But, you know, it's not gonna
work. You just said it, and I'm just going to say it. The elite are like, well, Trump will let you be in here at one level, but these people are undermining confidence in Jones and others are too powerful. So we need to cull back their power, but that whole thing about balance. And so that's it. Trump knows we're being censored and he supports it.
I wouldn't say he supports it. I would just say that it's not a battle that he feels is worth fighting at the moment. And there may be it's hard on you. It's hard on a lot of us. I should mention, we just launched a new channel called Unauthorized TV. You can find it at unauthorized.tv. We just launched it 3 days ago because, you know, more and more people keep getting deplatformed and demonetized and so forth. So we said, screw it. Let's just come up with our own thing. And we already have 1,500 subscribers, and it's only the third day of its existence is just beginning. There's hundreds of hours of great content, and it's all the sort of people, you know, it's everyone from gardeners to commentators like me. There's a physicist who's planning to start a channel there, and it's where people can go to get the kind of information that they're not going to be able to get on places like Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and so forth. And so I would encourage anyone who's watching this, if that's of interest to you, come by, and there's tons of free content. And if you want to become a subscriber, it's very easy.
Well, that's a great idea, and I'm glad you're doing it. And, you know, you've also got Brighteon that Mike Adams has done, and that's what this is all about. It's very, very exciting, and I love the name, unauthorized.tv. By the way, I encourage Paul Watson, and we'll put that on screen if we can do that in a moment, Paul Watson, to do his own website for his own thing with his own passion. Because sometimes he'll complain about what I'm doing or what somebody else is doing. I said, do your own thing. And then Artie Media Matters goes, Watson's leaving Jones. No. That's what parent birds do, is they push baby birds out the nest. I'm not trying to build some edifice, sound like Nancy Pelosi all senile and power going, I'm your commander. The real victory is sitting back and watching people you've supported and helped build up dominate the enemy. That's real generaling. That's real leadership. And so that's what we're really, really trying to do here. Vox, thank you so much for the time that you've spent with us today. A lot of really, really great points. And one thing's for sure, we're not living in a boring time, so things are certainly exciting.
No, for somebody who has ambitions of writing history, this is a wonderful time to be alive. It's tremendously interesting. It's tremendously fascinating. And I'm really happy that there's people like you who are using your position to tell people as much of the truth as you can.
All right, Vox, you too. Back at you. Jordan Eddix, great book you've got. All the different comic books, InfoWarsStore.com. Be sure and get those. All right, Paul Watson launched on his own Summit.News. And it's going to have original reporting, other people's reporting. And it's Paul Watson running it. It's Paul Watson doing it out of the UK. And it's going to have a lot of updates, a lot of things added to it, I'm told. But it's now up there right now. I mean, I notice a lot of it's InfoWars reporting. But I told Paul, I said, I want you to go out, like I recruited you. And my goal, if you listen to my ideas, is that it not be InfoWars within a few months. Because that's victory. It's not making it about InfoWars or News Wars or Prison Planet. We'll continue on. It's just that a tree creates acorns that create new trees. Two humans create babies that create the future. Anything that's not satanic creates new things. And then it grows and watches the sun sets and then gets struck by lightning and falls down. And then in amongst the wreckage of the old oak tree grow the new oaks. And they go through that process over and over again. So like rivers to the sea, that's what this is about. True victory is building the next generation and watching it do great things. So summit.news is in its embryonic phase, but a lot of great articles. So that's all up there right now. In fact, I'm told Paul's populating it as we speak. I think that was the beta test site he was doing a few weeks ago, so maybe Paul told me to launch it today, and he said he was ready with it today, so maybe that's not the case, but that is the way things tend to operate in our experience. But if we would have looked at the articles to see that they'd not been updated, we would have known that. But that's consciousness. That's focus. In the modern world, we're brought up on television to only watch it and respond to it, not to see what it is and to decide what we're actually looking at. And that's part of the dehumanization we all face, isn't it? Well, no one can say I didn't try. All right, Gerald Celente is coming up in the War Room in 45 minutes with Owen Schroyer.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Thank you very much. I want to talk about the markets a little bit, because that's one of the things that we do. The economy, where's it going? What's going to happen? And here's the deal. You got a global slowdown going on, and it's real. But you're not going to see that much of a slowdown in the United States, because they raised interest rates 9 times since 2015, and they could lower them 9 times as the economy slows down, which it's going to do. We're looking at retail numbers. They're pretty weak. Earnings are going to start going down as well, because that tax break that Trump put in there is going to start wearing off. So, the Fed's meeting tomorrow, give their report on Wednesday, and you mark my words, they're going to be, quote, patient in raising interest rates. We are among the only ones saying they're not going to be patient. They're going to lower them. As the economy slows down, they're going to lower interest rates. Period. Paragraph. So, that's going to keep things going for a while. The housing market. A housing bubble is bursting around the world. Australia, whew, you're looking at Sydney and Melbourne. Those numbers are down like 9, 10, 11, 12%. Not only the home ownership, but also rentals. In the States, housing numbers aren't great. New homes, not building a lot of them. People are priced out of the markets. One of the biggest frauds, brought to you by one of the biggest frauds, Slick Willie Clinton, is when they re-rigged the inflation numbers, so that they wouldn't come in high, so that people that are getting Social Security wouldn't get increases as inflation increased. I'll give you an example. Let's take the housing market. Look how much home prices have gone up since the Great Recession. Probably in the United States, probably, you know, like 80, 90%. When you put it all together, of course, you know, more in the bigger cities and less in the smaller towns. But when you put the average together, that's what you're looking at. Look at the cost of health care. Hey, here's one for you. Again, let's shift the little people. Ohio presses to raise gas tax, joining efforts in other cities. They have a $1 billion infrastructure spending hole, blah, 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 blah. Governors of more than half a dozen states are considering boosting gas taxes. Great. That's not counted as inflation. Nope. Not counted as inflation. Ohio's current 28 cent per gallon is lower than every surrounding state but Kentucky. Again, it's inflation. And then you look at where wages are going. Now, median household income, this is a fact, hasn't gone up in 19 years. So what's going on? How come? Because, again, the numbers are there. The rich are getting rich, and everybody else is getting poorer. So this whole game of inflation and the Fed not raising rates because inflation isn't going up is a lot of, I can't say it, but here's our button over here that we hit when we do our Trend Vision 2020 podcasts, brand new. That's right. Because this is just BS. Inflation is eating the paycheck that's so small. Holes in it. You know the numbers. There's like 60-something percent of the people can't afford a $400 problem. They don't have any money saved. So this is going to get a lot worse. I'm mentioning this because gas taxes, right? Look what happened over there in France when they raised gas taxes, the Yellow Vest movement. When people lose everything and have nothing left to lose, they lose it. Will they lose in America? I don't think so. I don't see that fight here. Not at all. New study just came out. You know, 40% of American adults are obese. This new study just came out showing that cancer rates because of obesity are shooting way up among millennials. And now they're getting in the range where the cancer rates of people my age are getting in it with millennials because of the obesity rates. I'm mentioning this. There's no fight left in this country. Very little. But of course, it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men and women. Samuel Adams. And that's what it's going to take. But even when it happens, you can see what's going on in France. All of a sudden, they're smashing windows and breaking into places. Yeah. Agents provocateurs. All these guys in great shape, dressed in black, masks over their face, hoods on. Can't see any of them. Barely see their eyes. Agents provocateurs, so that they delegitimize a movement of the people in France, gas taxes going up. So, that's where we are with the economy. Real estate, I was talking about that. It's kind of peaked. Is it a time to sell, to buy, to hold? We don't give that kind of advice. We're forecasters. But our forecast is that it's going to see a pretty strong year this year in a number of ways. The markets are going to keep going up, and if they go down, lower interest rates. Housing market goes down, lower interest rates. So that's what it's at. And there's more. And we're going to give you more when we come back in just a few.
The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, it's undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists. I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show, and now your host, Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being here, great being here, and over there. We're here, you're there. Great being on InfoWars, love hosting the program. And I'm a supporter, I put my money where my heart and my mouth is. I buy InfoWars products, and to keep the spirit of free truth and open minds alive, I would suggest you too as well do the same, because InfoWars store mega sale, 50% off all InfoWars life supplements, plus free shipping and double Patriot points. All InfoWars life supplements, again, 50% off, free shipping store wide, double Patriot points on all purchases, and some of the purchases are 50% off, Brain Force Plus, And boy, you need that one in this dead brain world. Poof! You got to get that brain sharp because everybody else is just dulling out. 50% off protein bars. 50% off Turbo Force. 50% off Survival Shield X2. Pre-ordered. And 50% off Super Male Vitality. That's one of my favorites, and others as well. So consider supporting InfoWars and get their great products that you can't find anywhere else of the quality that they have in the different fields of health, fitness, and nutrition that they bring to you. So I left off with the economy before and saying where it's going to go. And again, this is a reversal because back in September, I was calling for a economic 9/11. Yep, that's because the Fed was going to aggressively raise interest rates. But now they're not going to. And on Wednesday, we're going to see what they're going to have to say. So the lower interest rates go, boop, up goes the economy. And the United States is in a unique position to do that because you're running out of juice over there in China. That's right. They have a debt-to-GDP ratio of almost 300%. Ours is floating near that 100%. So where are they going to come up with more cheap yuans, their dough? Don't know. Europe. Italy's in a recession. Shoop. Germany missed it by that much. Reports coming out. GDP growth in Europe is lucky to grow 1% net this year. What are they going to do? Hey, their interest rates are in negative territory. 0.04%. Minus 0.4%. Japan, negative interest rates, negative bond yields. The United States is the only country of the major countries that could boost this up, and they're going to do it. So, again, I don't give financial advice, but if you're going to buy a house, hey, those interest rates may be going down. You're going to refinance, it might be something you might want to consider at some point. See where it's going to go. We're not even a quarter into the year yet. The summer markets are the hot markets for real estate. That's when I believe you're going to start seeing rates go down a bit. Let's move on to some other things. Hey, just came out with our new Trends Journal today. That's right. Today. And you know what it is, the cover? Check it out. The National Cannabis Freedom Act. That's right. We want to have it on every state ballot in 2020. No government control. Who are these little clowns? The criminals that criminalized it are now saying we're going to legalize it because we want our cut of the action. We want to have on every state ballot a very, very simple yes, no vote, a referendum. Here it is. Yes, I want the federal, state, and local governments to make laws that regulate cannabis cultivation, products, and personal use, and they should tax them at any rate they choose. Or, on your state ballot, in the 2020 presidential reality show race, again, on every state ballot, no. I do not want governments to have jurisdiction on cannabis, Mother Nature's plant, and cannabis taxes, and cannabis should be taxed the same as cucumbers, carrots, celery,
and other natural plants. So, this is a movement that we're starting. We could get this on every state ballot. This could become a major, major campaign issue. So what can you do to help? Go to NCFA at trendsresearch.com. NCFA at trendsresearch.com. Tell us your suggestions, how you can help, whatever you want to do. We're just announcing this. Trends Journal just went out today to our subscribers. And if you want to subscribe, you can go to trendsjournal.com. Trendsjournal.com, the only magazine in the world where you will read history before it happens. Only $10.75 a month, money back guaranteed. If it doesn't provide you with what we say it is and you're not happy with it for any reason, you get your dough back, 30-day trial. You know the deal. That's one of the big stories. And also, hey, I was on David Knight's show, February 7th. That's right, over a month ago. Hey, on Alex Jones' show, too. That's right. Next day. And you know what I forecast? That Beto O'Rourke would be the leading contender on the Democratic ticket in the run for the White House on the presidential reality show. B.O. That's perfect for him. Beto O'Rourke. B.O. because that's all that cat's putting out. A privileged boy who plays that I'm just a regular guy. We knew that was going to happen because I started seeing front page stories in the toilet paper record, the New York Times. And not ironically, the day he announced last week, the day before, Vanity Fair came out with a full page, front page story about him. That's right. With Annie Leibovitz taking the shots. The whole thing was planned. And you know what I call Beto O'Rourke? The White Obama. That's right, folks. And that's what he's going to do to us. Folks us, just like Obama, folks us too. Playing the same game. Empty. Zero. Nothing of consequence. Using empty phrases. Yeah, got a whole bunch of them right here. On and on. One empty line after another. Yep. Could probably tell that I want to run. I do think I'd be very good at it. Yeah, no kidding. You're great at it. You're a typical BSer, B.O. Just like the other B.O., Barack Obama. There you got it. That's who we say is going to be the front runner, and we're going to tell you more about it when we get back in just a few.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting near dawn.
Hey, great being here. Wonderful, wonderful to be on The Alex Jones Show, InfoWars. And again, do what you can to support InfoWars as more and more censorship is closing just about anybody that doesn't agree with the establishment down. Down big time. So to keep the voice of truth and freedom alive, do what you can to support Alex Jones and InfoWars and buy some of those great products. And of course, also we have the Trends Journal, trendsjournal.com, the magazine where you read history before it happens. And as I mentioned, the new edition just came out. We, of course, covering everything from the U.S.-led Venezuelan coup that's going on over there to 5G. One thing after another, new breakthroughs may cure Alzheimer's, presidential reality show, and when the walls come tumbling down, and one thing after another. So, great magazine. Oh, forgot the other story, too. The Greatest Depression. When it's going to hit, and what you may consider doing to prepare, prevail, and prosper. So, I want to stay on this Beto O'Rourke. Here's some of the comments.
This is what he said. This moment of peril produces perhaps the greatest moment of promise for this country and for everyone inside it. Well, come on, what are you talking about? Yeah, it's Obama line, empty. This is the defining moment of truth for this country and for every single one of us. Come on. What else do we got here? Ready? I'm just born to do this. I'm just born to do this. Yep. Born into a very rich family. Mommy and daddy sent you away to that prep school. You never had a real job in your life. Born on third base and thought you hit a home run. Oh, and your daddy-in-law's a billionaire. That phony, I had to read the whole thing. I have to read all this stuff to know what I'm talking about. That Vanity Fair story. When he ran for Congress against an incumbent. He didn't take money from PACs, from big donors, but a PAC started up and spent $250,000 around there to run ads, TV ads, against the incumbent. You know who started the PAC? His daddy-in-law. But Vanity Fair, not so fair in putting out the truth. And by the way, when he announced his candidacy last week, in one day he raised over $6 million. So he knows how to play the game. And that's all this is, the presidential reality show. And a contestant that knows how to do it best is going to be the winner. Facts don't count. Here's what B.O. had to say in response to a question about the crisis in Venezuela. He said he would not order military intervention, saying Washington's policy in Latin America over the decades has helped spark the flow of migrants to the U.S. And he's right on that. But he didn't say America has no business being there. No, he didn't say that at all. The only one saying that is Tulsi Gabbard. And so far from Hawaii, she doesn't get the kind of press like this. One piece after another. Yeah, today's Wall Street Journal. O'Rourke show buzzes Iowa. You got it. O'Rourke show. It's all a show. It's the presidential reality show. We own that trademark. You know why he said he was going to be the top runner? Because Oprah took him under her wing. And that's what happened in 2008. Obama was behind in the polls against Hillary. And Oprah never supported any candidate. But she came out for Obama. And then Obama, after being trained by the queen of talk show hosts in the world, he knew how to talk into that teleprompter with that arrogant Obama attitude. And he just BS'd everybody. And that's what you're seeing with this Beto O'Rourke. The press that he's getting, the setup that he's getting, it's all there. But of course, we don't know what dirt's going to come out on him. And we don't know how he'll perform in the debates in the presidential reality show. But we got him. We're picking him the winner at this point. And he's for NAFTA. He's for the current trade agreements. And he's for open borders. Take down the wall. That's going to be a negative for him in running against Trump on the swing states. Obviously, he has to win Texas. Trump won. But those other states, Milwaukee, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, I should say, Milwaukee. Those swing states, they're not going to be for more NAFTA, more globalization, and more open borders. So although people are writing Trump off, I wouldn't. And by the way, you know, there's things I like about Trump and things I totally disagree with him. And now, just got a report that came in. U.S. plans to keep 1,000 troops in Syria. Front page story in Wall Street Journal. So you're going to pull out all the troops. So is the deep state deep into Trump? And he can't keep by his word and say what he's going to do? Well, yes or no? Let's go on to some other news of interest here. Deutsche Bank and Commerce Bank begin talks to create banking powerhouse. I mentioned to you that one of our trends in the current trends journal is the greatest depression. Everybody knows that this is a big fraud that pumped up the equity markets. Zero negative interest rates and quantitative easing. And it made the bigs bigger. And now they're getting even bigger. And that debt bubble is at $250 trillion. And Deutsche Bank has been doing lousy. So, the bigs are getting bigger. They're going to create, they're talking about cutting 30,000 jobs. Oh, what did I mention before? Germany is that far away from recession. So, these are going to be issues, by the way, not only overseas, we are seeing it happening already with the populist movement, but it's still going to be a big issue in this campaign. The Democrats are going to talk about breaking up the monopolies. They're going to talk about raising taxes for the billionaires, which, by the way, I'm all for, because under Dwight D. Eisenhower, five-star general, Supreme Commander of the Allied Forces, and two-term Republican president, the marginal tax rate was around 90%. We got three cats. Bezos, Buffett, and Gates got more dough than half the nation's population. They should be paying a lot of taxes. And what did they say? Amazon didn't pay any taxes last year? That's going to be the issue. Income inequality. But the Democrats are not going to come up with anything on how to create more jobs, how to build the nation bigger. So, it's only the presidential reality show, and you could win on sound bites. Some other interesting information. Ah, pot stocks, a big draw after Wall Street gets hooked on weed. Financial Times today. Go back to your trends journal. This is today. You know, I've been speaking about it for years. One of our top stories, a number of years ago, reefer money madness, when no one was talking about this. It's going to be not a multi-billion dollar business. In about a dozen years or so, a trillion dollar business. Yep. Cash in on cannabis. It's going to happen. It'll make you stay healthy besides making you stay high. So thanks a lot. Lovely being on. Wishing you all the best. And keep the spirit alive.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly. You could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to send